Hi, Uncle Howie. Merry Christmas. We sure miss you here. It's Christmas Day, and everybody's at my house for Christmas dinner. I almost said Thanksgiving dinner. I've got a groovy 17-pound, now get a napkin and dry your lips, prime rib cooking in the oven, oven-browned potatoes. I have horseradish sauce. And your mom brought her string bean casserole, and Nanny made two jello molds, and Ruthie brought the salad and some cheddar cheese monkey plucking bread. I really wanted to serve a rack of lamb, but I wanted to wait till you got back, because I just didn't think it would be fair to serve your favorite dish at my house. I want to thank you for sending the girls those two beautiful dolls. They both love them, but I told them that they can't play with them. They're to be looked at and cherished and to sit in their bedroom, and maybe we could make a collection of dolls around the nation. And also, I want to tell you that when Uncle Dickie opened his present, and in front of me, honey, I got so horny I couldn't stand it. If they're built like that in Japan, I'm buying a ticket tomorrow. All in all, we had a very nice Christmas. Uncle Dickie gave me a $20 gold piece on a chain, and I gave him a watch, and our gift, which is, both the gifts were beautiful, and we're saving ourselves for our European trip. And the girls made out real well with clothes, and Kimmy got an easy bake oven. She baked a cake this afternoon with and put chocolate frosting on it with nuts and a little cherry on the top. And Carrie got a record player, and she's, needless to say, been playing records all afternoon. And both of them just love all their gifts. Bill and Olwen and Bill's children are supposed to drop by here shortly, and I will tell them a Merry Christmas from you. We miss you very, very much and can't wait till next year to have you home again and to all of us enjoy the fighting and all the goings-on that we usually go through at our little family get-togethers with the screaming and everything. But to have you home again, and you know, everything is going to be just wonderful. Uncle Dickie is going to leave tomorrow morning very early to go to Mammoth with the boys. I don't know whether I said in the beginning of this tape that been pouring here today, so he, Johnny Jones, Gary Hathaway, and Bob Wilson are supposed to take a plane up tomorrow, but if this weather front doesn't move out, they're going to have to drive. And McGee's and George Mott and, oh, a lot of people that you know and we know are already up at Mammoth, and so Dick's going to go up there through Sunday. And Lulu's going to come and spend the weekend with me. And then Lulu and I are going to drive out to the valley Saturday night and take Ruthie and go to, I believe it's called Westlake, for dinner. She and Mom have gone there, and I guess you and Ruthie have gone there and say it's so good that we're going to drive out and try it. And that's about all the news from here. I guess you probably heard that the men from the Pueblo were released, and we saw last night on television their landing in San Diego. Was quite a tearful and emotional thing to watch. It made me cry, and I'm so happy for all those families that their men got home for Christmas, and felt very badly for the family that they brought the one fellow that got killed on board their home. But I'm glad he's back in this country for burial in his own hometown. But I'm happy for all those families that their men are finally home. Well, it's time for my roast to come out. I hope it's not raw, and I hope it's not well done. I hope it's just right. And Uncle Howie, I miss you, and I pray for you every night, and so do the girls. I get kind of emotional at times, but I really do love you. And I'm so happy that my sister has found such a great, groovy, level-headed guy. She's very, very lucky to have you, and how much you love each other. I guess that's what life really is, and your children. So I'll say goodbye for now, and looking forward to seeing you very soon. By the way, I want to put a P.S. in there. When I wrote you the last letter and told you that I would see you in June for your R&R, that I really didn't mean that the burgers are moving in on the Hershey's honeymoon. Erase that from your thoughts. We'll be lucky if we get over there next summer. But I just wanted you to know that would have been fun, but we're not coming, believe me, when you're going to be there with Ruthie. So good night, and a very, very happy holiday, and a healthy and safe new year.
Oh, Jeffy, cry in the microphone for Daddy. Come on, show him how you cry. He hasn't heard you cry in a long, long time. Come on. Daddy, we wanted Jeffrey to cry for you in the microphone, but he's too busy crying into the pillow. Come on. Come on, Jeff. Cry for Daddy. No?
Howard, thank you for the very, very lovely sweater. It is just beautiful. I love it very much. We're out here at Shirley's having a very, very nice dinner. Got a letter from Bobby. She should be in Vienna today. In fact, I got a call from the girl that went to Europe with her that she came back last night. She ran out of money. Oh. The kids, everybody's having a ball here. We're really enjoying it. About the sweater I wrote you about, if you can get it in the powder blue for me or the olive green, I'd appreciate it, because, and I'll send you a check for it. I also would like to get Bobby one. So let me know. Bobby, we have to get a size 40, and I want a 38. Bobby, I think maybe she would like it in the olive green, too. So let me know if you get them, and I'll send you a check for them. Hope you had a nice Christmas dinner. All our love and kisses.
How I took two of your bar stools home, and I fixed them. And if they ever break again, boy, I'll have to wait for you to come home. I nailed them good, and I put corner braces in the seats. It looks like a terrific job. No charge. Track is opening tomorrow, that's the day after Christmas. And looks like it's been raining very hard here today, but tomorrow the track may be nice and dry for maybe I'll go out. I think you know about our new apartment, and we enjoy it very, very much. Got a nice pool, but we can't use it. It's too cold. I think we're going to enjoy it this summer very, very much. That's about all for now. Goodbye and take care of yourself, Dad.
Well, we're at the end of the tape, Howie, so I'm going to turn it over now and start on the other side. I will let it run out now.